Okay, today's daf is Trumos, daf Yudalid. 14th daf here in Maseches Trumos, as we have two more dafim here in the first perek of Perek Chamisha Lo Yitromu. So we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by Ashkach Tani. So we're about to, middle of a disproof. The Gemara wonders, what would Rabbi Yossi, right, go four lines up from where we just mentioned, Ma'am Rabbi Yossi Hacha, what would Rabbi Yossi say here? What's here? Remember, our case is where one was mafresh oil, reisha of the Mishnah. One took off, was mafresh oil, and one had in mind olives that were going to be crushed. So they didn't have gemar malacha yet. So you're being mafresh from a davar she nigmar malacha, oil, for something that's lo nigmar malacha. So lechachila, that shouldn't be done. That's what it said later in the Mishnah. You should always do equal. Gemar malacha, and not. V'im taram, but if one was torim, one took off oil, in mind for olives that would be pressed. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Truma, it's Truma, but the evidence works. V'yachzer v'yitrum, but you should take off another Truma, and we mentioned that is the case because it was lost. And in the case that it was lost, we don't want people to forget the Mechatos. If there's less Truma around, people are going to, Kohanim specifically, particularly, are going to forget being Tamemeis and having to get the Mechatos. So Chazal said, you know what, we're going to make more Truma, so you will make sure that if a Kohen becomes Tamemeis, they're going to become Tar as quickly as possible. That's what's called the Gzeira of Geder Mechatos. That was the reason for our Mishnah. That's why Truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. So the question is, Rabbi Yossi, we had earlier back on Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi said in the opposite case of olives for oil, not oil for olives. In olives for oil, Rabbi Yossi said, ain't Truma san Truma. He says the Truma is not a good Truma, and there was because of Gezel HaShevet. Remember that Isser Drabanan was Gezel HaShevet. Again, we had two pshatim. What does it mean, Gezel HaShevet? Because it's going to be hard for the Kohanim. It's going to be tircha for the Kohanim. That maybe you're stealing their time. You have to making them make more of an effort. Or mamish, you're stealing because you might not estimate properly. If I'm taking off olives for oil, I might mess up with the estimation about how much I'm supposed to give, even though, again, according to Torah law, it's mashu, but Chazal say 1/50th, 1/40th, 1/60th. So that was the gzera earlier. So does Rabbi Meir hold of this gzera? He held of that gzera, Gezel HaShevet. So does he hold of this gzera of Geder of Mechatas? That again, we don't want Kohanim to forget Mechatas and remain Tamei Meis, and therefore we're going to make the gzera. That's the question. Ma Amar Rabbi Yossi Hacha. So do we... Would he agree here? So the Gemara yesterday, what we read at the end of Shir, was, yeah, Kavachomer, for sure. Ma in Rabbi Meir de Meiko beGezel HaShevet. Earlier, Rabbi Meir had a version that he did not make a Gzera earlier. Machber beGeder Mechatas, and yet Rabbi Meir, the Stam Mishnah here, holds of this Gzera of, you know, Truma v'yachzer v'yitrom. So Rabbi Yossi, the Machber beGezel HaShevet. So Rabbi Yossi, who was Machber earlier, lo kol shekein du Machber beGeder Mechatas. So for sure, it must be that he holds of this Gzera. Because it's clear, Remeir doesn't hold of that one and holds of this one. So Rabbi Yossi, you hold of that one, surely holds of this one. So Kal Vachomer, that must be what Rabbi Yossi holds. Asa Gemara says, not so fast, maybe not, Ashkach Tani, but we found the following brisa, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. The following brisa, the name of Rabbi Yossi. Ein tarmim zesim al shemen, velo anavim al yayin. Don't be torim, olives for oil, or grapes for wine. And the Mara Folda says, or the opposite case, this brisa is on my both directions. Olive for oil, oil for olives. V'im taram trumas and truma. V'in sorach litrom shniya, divi Rabbi Meir. If you did, trumas and truma. Right, this is the Rabbi Meir that we just mentioned. The Rabbi Meir is not goes there by Gezel HaShevet. Right, this bride, Rabbi Meir, is against the Mishnah we said earlier, Beis Hillel. So he must have a different girsa within Beis Hillel, because Lachar Rabbi Meir is not going to argue on Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Meir holds trumas and truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi has the following version. Beishamei Omrim Tarmin, Ubeisel Omrim Ein Tarmin. And Beisel says not. Hakomodim Shim Taram She'eno Sarech Litrom Shnia. But everybody agrees that if you did, you don't have to be Torim a second time. 1 second, so Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to be Torim a second time. So he doesn't hold of the Geder Gadru for Mechatos. Right? Because what would our Mishnah say? In this case, where you took off oil for olives, then it's Truma, but you gotta take off another Truma, because it got lost, and you don't want people to forget the Mechatas. But here, and we just said, Rabbi Yossi holds that Kavachomer. You see from this Brisa, he doesn't. Right? Everybody agrees that you don't have to be Torim Pam Shnia. So the Gemara says, you're right, Have Rayon. What does that mean? We don't have that kind of phrase in the Bavli. Have rayon. Look at the Barafolda. Yesh kan machsheves rayon. There's thoughts here. The svaras avuchos. There are opposite svaras here. Rabbi Meir, and meaning there's no kavachomer here. Rabbi Meir de meiko gezel hasheved umachmer gedem mechatas. It's two different zeres to Rabbanon and two different chashashos. And one you might hold of, one you don't hold of. Reb Meir, who is Mako by Gezel HaShevet, he was Mako on the earlier one. He's not worried that you're going to steal from the Kohen, that you're going to give him less or about the Terechah, but he's Machmer by Gedem Echatas. If some Truma was lost, you don't want Kohanim to not be in the practice of becoming Tar from Tamei Meis, and therefore, he makes this Gzera, right? You don't want to forget Mechatas and Baraduma. Reb Yossi, Machmer by Gezel HaShevet, Umeko by Gedem Echatas. Reb Yossi was the opposite. Reb Yossi was Machmer earlier by the discussion of being Mafrish, olives, oil for olives, and he's mekalir umekal begeder me chatas. So we don't make the kal v'chomer that we made earlier. The Gemara suggested a kal v'chomer, and we say no. We don't make that kal v'chomer. That's an important ha'ara to make, and that is kal v'chomers aren't perfect. Kal v'chomers are based on logic, right? All other drushos, let's say it this way. Gzeir Shava for sure comes from a Rebbe, right? Ein adam dam Gzeir Shava me'atzmo, the Gemara says. You can't make your own Gzeir Shava, and we've mentioned in the past the Ramban's comment. The Ramban says, why can't you make your own Gzeir Shava? You can make your own Kal V'chomer, that for sure, because Kal V'chomer is pure logic. So you can make the Kal V'chomer. All the other midos, that's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, Sukkah Lamed Aleph. What about Hekish? What about Dover El Meimin? Yano? What about Rebo Miet? All of those, that's a machlokas. Gzeir Shava, everybody says you need a Rebbe. Says the Ramban, why? What's Gzeir Shava? You compare two words that are written in two different places, and you compare the contexts. Well, if you have a large book like the Torah, you're obviously going to have to repeat words. And if you repeat words, every time two words are repeated, you're going to say, oh, these two contexts are compared? No, it can't be. The word, S. It says the word S here and the word S here. It says the word Vayahi and it says Vayahi. It's impossible. You can't just make it up. So you can't say that Gzeir Shava, you could darshan yourself. That's why the Ramban says Gzeir Shava is needed only from a Rebbe. Not every detail of Gzeir Shava. There are sometimes there are machlokos about Gzeir Shava. So what does that mean? Because there's a word that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Chazal told us, this word is used for Gzeir Shava. Which way do you go with it? You have a couple of choices. That's a machlokos tanoim. So it's a little misora and a little logic. And a little logic, a little of both, in order to get there. But kal v'chomer is pure logic. And that's why there could be a pircha to a kal v'chomer, like right here. Like right here, we suggested a kal v'chomer, then we rejected it. We said, no, you can't make that kal v'chomer. It's really rayon. It's really two svaras that go in opposite directions, right? This is one of the reasons why ein onshin min hadin. Now the Gemara has a machlokes, but we paskin, you can't give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer. You can't give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer. Why is that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Lekach Tov has a long piece, as he always does, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. And there he quotes four different svaras. The Gemara doesn't give a svara. Four different svaras why you can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Number one, Midihi Batorah. That's the Mesorah. Part of the rules and regulations. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Okay, fine. Nothing to talk about. Number two, says the Lecha Tov, Kivan da halomeid bakal v'chomer chomer tamid min hamalamed. If the one place that you're learning to is always more chomer, al kein ulai eino miskaper ba'onesh asher limalamed. V'tzorach onesh ha'chomer yoser. Right? Maybe it's not enough. Kal v'chomer, so surely you're going to get this punishment. What do you mean surely? Maybe it's chomer that this punishment isn't enough. And therefore, what do you mean? Surely, you're right. You deserve at least. But if the punishment is not going to cover your kapara anyway, so we have precedent that you might as well not give it. The kima shemis kapara va'onesh asher lo malamed v'lachein ein lahanisho b'chinam shetachlis kol onesh hu rak lekapara sachote. The purpose of an onesh is to bring kapara. And if you're not going to get kapara, so then, right, you might as well not give it. What do you mean you might as well not give it? So where is he quoting? He's quoting from the Smag. The Smag, right, one of the Bali Atosfos, the Marsha quotes the Smag in Sanhedrin on the Gemara about Molech. The Gemara says that if somebody gives their children to Molech, the Avodah Zarah, Machlokas, whether you actually kill them and burn them or just pass them through fire, the Gemara says that's an Issuchi of Misa. By the Issuchi, somebody gives their children to Molech. But the Gemara says, Mizaro, that's what the Torah says, Mizaro la Molech. So the Gemara darshins, Mizaro velo kolzaro. If somebody gives all of their children to Molech, they're pater. So I asked the Mismag, what does that mean? If I give half my children to Moloch, I'm going to be Chayav Misa. If I give all my children to the Avodah Zarah, I'm Pater. So the Moloch says, Gadol Avono Minso. If you give all your children, you've stopped your family line. That's too, even the Onesh is not going to help you. And therefore, we don't give the Onesh. We don't say a Kal V'chomer. That's Gadol Avono. So that Smag shows that if something is more Chomer, you don't just say Kal V'chomer. Right? If it's not going to be enough, so then it's not going to help. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes this smag in the context of Edim Zomamin. Edim Zomamin, we know, the unusual halacha, that if Edim were actually successful in killing the Nidon, then they don't get punished. Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa. Only like they tried to do, but not like they succeeded. How could that be? If the Edim tried to kill the Nidon, then they're going to be killed. And if they actually were successful, they're going to not. So there are a couple of svaras given by the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim. But the Kesef Mishnah says exactly this, right? God love an omen so. If they were actually successful, forget it. They're beyond punishment. The punishment is not going to give them kapara, and therefore it's not going to work. So that's what the Lech HaTov quotes here. Maybe ein onshin min adin, because what? You're going to say by the Chomer context, you for sure give this punishment? No, it's not going to be enough. And if it's not going to be enough, you don't give it. And number three, Shema yesh lo pirchal kal v'chomer, like our Gemara. Kal v'chomer is based on logic. So who says your logic is perfect? Maybe, no, I'll come up with a different logic and the opposite logic. So you can't trust the kal v'chomer. Can't trust the kal v'chomer. You can trust it, but not to punish somebody. Can't trust. Those are the three svaras given by the Lech HaTov, Midi Batorah, or maybe, like the Smag, it's Gadol Avonom and so. Or yesh lo pircha. And then he has nafkaminas. V'inei latam da'amida mesurahi. Do you say it by mominus? Do you say it by mominus in Onshem and Adin? There are a couple of nafkaminas. What about b'nei Noach? Do you say in Onshem and Adin by a ben Noach? But later on he has a fourth idea. Fourth idea of in Onshem and Adin, which probably only applies by Misa and not by Malchus and Moen for sure. He says v'hitzilu ha'eda. Throughout Masecha Sanhedrin, we have the principle that we always try to do what we can to save the Nidon. So suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe this is also part of that. Ein Onshin Min Adin is part of, you know, doing what we can to save the Nidon. Again, it's a chiddush to say that. Usually, Zileda means within the details of the case, we try to save the Nidon, not in terms of the rules of Drushas Chazal. We'll always go lakula and we'll never punish. So it's a chiddush to apply it to that, but that's what he says. Tekivan dechal v'chomer umamat sinu adam dame atzmo, kivan shetzivsa ha-Torah, l'shaketz ulita'ev. I'm sorry, wrong line. Tzivsa Torah, Ela Bezdin, Sheyachapsu v'yishtadlu, Ach pa'atzalas anidon. Alkein, Ein Mashon, Lidrosh, Midaitam, Drushos l'chayev oso. Vein lem l'chayev, Rach ma'shechiv t'Torah b'feirish, V'alkein in Onshem en Adin. Very interesting. That's, it's all on Lech HaTov, Klal base. So this is a little bit about this, line. One other point to mention, and that is, what we've been talking about the past day, the Chazal made a, this din de Rabbanan, that if the truma gets lost, so then we are going to make him take off another truma, so that the Kohanim, who are Tamei Meis, you know, become non-Tamei Meis, and they don't forget the Mechatas, Shlo Teshkachach Mechatas, that is what the halacha is. Anyway, we're so mockery, we don't want them to forget the Mechatas. There are so many halachos regarding the Mechatas. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Paraduma, we mentioned yesterday, I think, from the Rambam, Meheri Yigala, those two extra words. But if you look in the Rambam has, there's two mitzvahs. Hilchos Paraduma has two mitzvahs. Number one, Din Paraduma. The Rambam often counts areas of halacha as a mitzvah, as one of the 613. Right? Is there a mitzvah to do Paraduma? What if nobody ever becomes Tamei Meis? So you don't do Paraduma. You don't. So is there a mitzvah, a chiv? No, that area of halacha. The Rambam counts Shomer Chinam as a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of Shomer Chinam. There's no mitzvah of Toin V'nitan, right? To litigation. The Rambam counts litigation as a mitzvah. Following the halacha within litigation, that's a mitzvah. The Rambam counts areas of halacha as mitzvos. So here, Din Para Aduma, and then Tumas Meinida V'Taharasan. Right, the Meinida, which is the Paraduma water. The Rambam, in the last number of prakim, the last five, six prakim of Paraduma, maybe more, last 10 prakim, he talks all about the mayim, all about the water, right? All about what you have to do and how you fill it up and how it becomes not usable, many halachas. So this, the Rambam thinks that the mechatas and the whole avoda of the paraduma is crucial for Kohanim to remember. The Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned this a long time ago, Rav Soloveitchik has a fascinating maimar in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, Man of Faith in the Modern World, where he talks about why Parshas Chukas is where it is. Parshas Chukas is about Paraduma, the first half. Why is that in Sefer Bamidbar? Right, that should be in Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra starts off with Kachim, and then goes to Taras. Vayikra Tzav Shmini, right? Vayikra Tzav is about Kachim, and then Shmini Tazria Mitzora is all about Tumatara. Mitzora, and Zav, and Zava, and Nida, and Yoledes. It's all about Tumatara. So why isn't Paraduma there? Right? Why is Chukas doing where it is? Right? We have, Bamidbar is all stories. And then all of a sudden, after Korach, we have Chukas before we have Balak. So what's it doing there? So the Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea that Chukas, he calls the blackout years. Korach was in year 2 of the 40 years. And then what happens at the end of Chukas? Miriam dies. Wait, all of a sudden, we just skipped 38 years. So there's nothing in the Torah for those 38 years in the Midbar. What does the Torah put there? Parshas Chukas, Hilchos Paraduma. Tumas Meis, why? Because that's what they were dealing with for 38 years. Right? Everybody was dying every year. On Tisha B'Av, they dug their own grave. Right? And so this is what they were dealing with. So Dafka, the Torah says, Paraduma, Mechatas. Learn the message of these halachas. And the Rav explains how all other ways, how do I become Tahar? I go to a mikvah. I go to a mikvah, that's how I become Tahar. Right? Except for Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis, you need someone else to help you out. You can't just jump into the mikvah yourself. Someone sprinkles something on you. And also by tzaras, right? Tzaras is like dumi demes. Someone sprinkles as if to say that I'm not in charge. I'm not in control. That's part of the recognition of dealing with death and dealing with paraduma, tumas meis. There's hazaya. There's tevila, where I go into the mikvah, but hazaya means where I'm sprinkled on, and that's part of the message of the mechatas, right? What our Gemara says, that we make a takana derabanan to make sure that people don't forget and it doesn't fall into disuse because you lost some truma. So he says, mechatas, right? That's the Rosh Soloveitchik explains here. Again, without, the Tommy cannot sprinkle it upon himself. His is a condition of dependency, and his own initiative is not enough. Right? He continues, as only Rosh Soloveitchik could write. The real cleanser of the morbid state induced by threatening death is God himself. We have faith that he compassionately cares about us, and that we will not be abandoned. It is the Almighty, represented by the Tahar, who is the ultimate purifier of the scourge and terror of death. The totally irrational ritual of Paraduma suggests that human effort to comprehend death and to lessen its dread are futile without an acceptance of a providential God. The Chulu, and he continues. Okay, but there's a, feel free to look there. We continue, Tamantaninan. Tamantaninan. We learn there, fifth line, in the Mishnah, in Idios, Rabbi Yossi Omer, remember, Idios is all different topics. It's the idios that were given when they wanted to gather all the information of the Mesorah, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, became Nasi that day. So on that day, Tamantanina, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisha Devar Mikule, Beishamai, Mechir Mei Beis Hillel, there are six things that areas where Beishamai is Meiko and Beis Hillel is Machmir. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. We hold there might be more, but Rabbi Yossi says there were six. The Gemara here lists the first two. The second one is important for us. What's the first one? Ha'of ole al shulchanim agvina. Ve'eno ne'achal kadivrei Beishamai. Beishamai says you're allowed to have chicken and cheese on the same table. You can't eat them together, but you're allowed to have them on the same table. Ole al shulchan ve'onechal, they're not eating together. And Beis Hillel says, no, what do you mean? Lo ole ve'lo ne'achal. It's good, they're very close together. They have them on the same table, they might come to touch, you might come to eat them together. So that is not allowed. That's number one, we'll get back to it. But let's just finish why this is here. But number two, says Rabbi Yossi, Tarmin Zaysen al Shemin Val Navim al Ayayin, Kedivre Beishamai. Beishamai says, no problem with being mafresh, olives for oil for and grapes for wine. Ubeisil om remain Tarmin. And Beisil says, you're not Torim. So if you see, he's machmir. But what does Ein Tarmin sound like? It sounds like Lechachila. right, don't do this, but it sounds like if you did it, it would be okay. If you did it, it would be okay. So Amar Rav Mamana, so it would be okay. Is that, does that really, no, it says in our Mishnah, right, that if you do this, Zesim al Hashemen, so then it's not okay. Amar Rav Mamana, less kan Zesim al Hashemen, switch it. Ramana says, switch the gears in the Mishnah. It shouldn't be Zesim al Hashemen, al Hashemen al Zesim. It should be the opposite. It should be oil. You take oil for olives. Oil for olives, which is what our Mishnah was talking about. Tehi d'Rav Yosi, because that's Rav Yosi. D'Rav Yosi Omer, we add in three words here that are not in the Gemara. Ain't Shemasa Truma. Because Rav Yosi is the one that says, commenting on that Mishnah, that it doesn't work. Ain't Shemasa and Truma, and therefore that works better with the Shemen al HaZesim and not the Zesim al HaShemen. Period. And with the Truma of Yasav Yitzchum is going to be part of the next statement. But before that, let's talk for a minute about the first machlokas that was quoted here. And that is Beishamai Beis Hillel. So Beishamai is Mekel. You could have chicken and cheese on the same table. Beis Hillel is Machmir. So the Mefarshim already ask, you're not allowed to put chicken and cheese on the table, but even if you actually eat chicken and cheese, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Right? So isn't this what's called a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah, which Chazal are not allowed to do? Ain't goes to Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. A is Asur because of B. So you're going to make something else Asur because of A, but A is only Asur because of an Issa D'Rabbanan of Gzeirah. So you're not allowed to make Ain't goes to Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. So the Mefarshim, whenever this question comes up, the Mefarshim explain, even the Gemara says it in one place, Kula Chad Gzeirahu. What does that mean? It means that Chazal understood that if you allow step two, step one is going to follow right away. It's not like two separate steps. If you're when they asserted putting eating chicken and cheese together, midrabanan, included in that was putting them on the same table because one is going to lead straight to the other, and that's why we're not allowed to have it on the same eating table. The same eating table. The halacha is that on the same counter, if you're not eating from the surface where it is, there's no iser. There's no iser if it's on a counter. But if it's on the table that you're eating from, that's the problem, right? That's the if there are two people that don't know each other, you're eating in a cafeteria, and one's eating milkshakes, one eating. So then, if you don't know each other, then there's no worry because we don't think that two strangers are going to share their food. But if two family members, somebody's having pizza and somebody's having schnitzel, you know, right next to each other on the table, that's, one has to be careful about that. One has to be careful. The Me'iri there in Chul in Kuf Dalid, the Me'iri says, Basar Of Afalpi, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Basil says this. Hakavana, Shebasar Of Afalpi Sheini Surah, let me be very sofrim, even though eating chicken and milk is only midirabanan, Godrim Ba Osam Gedarim Ba Atzmam, Shetzrichim Ligdar Ba Basar Behema. You make the same rules as if you're eating beef. Beef and milk, the same rules. V'yafal pish achila atzma gzera. V'hayalan alo marshal alasos gzera l'gzera. Says the Meiri, maybe we should say, you don't make gzera l'gzera. Ein zenikra gzera l'gzera. It's not called two steps. Shaha'ala'a v'achila kerovim. Putting it on the same table and eating from it together are very close. Heim zelazeh. Kolkach shadavar domer l'gzera achas. Shemitoch sheshulchanot shalahem ketanos. Since their tables are small, hayadavar matzui biyoser likazubazu. Things are going to touch each other. Remember, by the seder, you remove the whole table. They obviously had small tables. So nowadays, what if two people or two kids are eating in the kitchen? If they're eating on two sides of the table, they're probably okay. They're not right near each other. If they're right on top of each other, right? So then that's one should be careful about that. If one is eating milchiks and one is eating besar, there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch about this halacha, right? In Yeredeya Pezayin, that's the basic isser of basar b'chalav. But peches, the whole simon was the title of the simon shelo lahalos basar al shulchan shochan gvina, putting two things together on the same table. E afilu basar chayev oof, the Shulchan Aruch says asur lahalos al shulchan shochel alav gvina. Right, on the table that you, sometimes on the counter, you're cooking for Shabbos, you have some milchis and fleishik and stuff, so there's no iser, because we don't, as long as they don't touch, but there's no iser, only the one, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shalo yavol achlam yachad, avol b'shulchan shesoder olav atavshil, right, that's the counter, muter litein zeh b'tzad zeh, then one is allowed to. One is allowed to, and again, there's a lot of mefarshim on this, but that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Part of the iser d'rabanan, of basar of b'chalav. Okay, let's continue. There's more, but let's see if we continue first, and then we'll come back. So the Mishnah had said, Truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. The Mishnah had said, in the case, remember that, what was the case? The case of the Mishnah was, I have oil, a mafrish oil, and I have in mind these olives that are going to be squeezed into oil. So that works, that is Truma, but I have to take off Truma again, v'yachzor v'yitrom. What, how do we explain that? But now the Gemara says it, b'she'en ha'rishon ha'kayemes. Well, you lost the first Truma. You lost the first Truma. So if you lost the first Truma, so then we say that you have to take off another one. What about if you, in the regular case, you lost the first Truma? Whenever you lose Truma, you got to do it again? The answer is no. The Ma'ara Folda says, it's only here where you really did a shemetz of an Avera. You weren't supposed to take oil for olives. Right? That's davar shenigra malachto, davar shelo nigra malachto. So if you did the hafrasha wrong, and then it got lost, then we make you take another Truma. That's your knas. Right, that's the look of the Ma'ara Folda. V'dafka heichi sha'asa shalo kedin. The asa l'chadchila litrom. Right, in this case, you weren't supposed to do it. So if you did it, it'll work. But if it got lost, you'd have to do it again. Aval heichi sha'asa kedin. Af shenevda lo gazer b'shemechadas. If you did everything you're supposed to do, you did a perfect afrasha, then we're not going to make you take off another truma. Aval. So only if it's lost. Only if it's lost, you have to do another truma. Aval am haisa rishona kayames karol hashem v'dayo. But if you still have the first truma, so then, interesting, what does the Gemara say? Do kriya shem again. Meaning, I have some oil, and I made this, and I took up some of the oil to be oil for this oil. Great. And oil for the olives. Okay, I wasn't supposed to do that, but I did it. Once I make the olives into oil, I'm supposed to take that same truma, if it's still around, that same truma, and just be kori shem again. Right, just to, maybe it helps to make sure that I have enough in terms of the amount, but that's what the Gemara says. Right, if it's Rishona Kayemes, Korol Hashem Vadayo, do it again. Tni, Shnia, the second Truma. Back to the case where it was lost. Where it was lost, and now I have a second Truma. So really, that oil that I'm doing a second time is really Chulin. It's really Chulin. The first oil covered these olives in oil. So really, it's Chulin. So the Gemara says, this Truma that you just made, it's really not Truma, it's Truma Durabanan, you can't just treat it as truma. Lo te'achal ha'shiyotzi aleha, truma ma'isris. You have to also take off trumas ma'iser from it, and ma'isris. Why? Because really it's chulin. And if it's chulin, it needs to have, meaning it's chulin from truma, it's chulin from truma gedola, I should say. It's misukan from truma gedola, but it still needs trumas ma'isris and ma'isris. Even though you're going to call it truma, but you also have to do these other hafrashas. Rishona mahi, what about the first one? Right, if it wasn't lost, what do you do? So now the Gemara is just going to explain what the Gemara already said in the first line. Min ma datani chazar va'asa zesim. If I then made shemen, skip the word rishona. Right, if afterwards you made the olives into oil, va'anavim yayin kari shem in atzorach litrom shniyah. That's what we just explained. If it wasn't lost, so then what do? You just do another kriya shem. Right, once you made the olives into oil or grapes into wine, then you take your original truma and you just call it truma again because maybe now it's clear that it's going for this oil. Hada amra shu'ut sorach likwa shem l'maisro osav. Kriya shem. Remember, kriya shem is important. It's not you have the maisa afrasha and the kriya shem. Remember we mentioned a couple of days ago, the machlokas rishonim, what does it mean that truma could be given b'machshava? B'machshava. Rashi said, machshava means really machshava. I look at one side of my basket and I say, oh, that's going to be the truma, and then I can eat from this side of the basket. Right? Pure machshava. But the Rambam, if we were medayik, the Minchas Chinuch was medayik in the Rambam, and we saw it was beferish in the Shita L'Nodel Ami, that no, machshava means don't be korei shame. But of course you have to be mafreshit. Of course you have to do the act. The chiddush of the Gemara is that you don't have to be kori shem. What is that? That shows that kriya shem is something significant. The Gemara is saying, oh, chiddush, even without kriya shem. But that reflects that kriya shem is something significant. So here, the Gemara says that if the shruma is still around, when the oil is still around, when you make the olives into oil, then you have to be kori shem. You should be kori shem again. Good. Tarmin shemen al zeizem hanichbashin. V'yayin al anavim laso san simukin. Remember, now we're up to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if I have oil and I have preserved olives, they're both gemar malacha. So that's fine. Right? The first case of the Mishnah was oil for olives that are going to be squeezed. So that's something that was fully processed on something that was not fully processed. That's the problem, l'chadchila. But if you have two things that are fully processed, gemar malacha, and they're in the same world, it's not like apples for olives, right? It's oil and olives. So if they're in the same world, no problem. So you can take off oil for olives that are preserved, or wine for, and here was the tricky part that we said the Gemara is going to talk about, wine for grapes that are going to be made into raisins. So 1 second, that are going to be made? That means they didn't have Gemara Malacha yet. Tanina de Basra, but 1 second, doesn't the Basra here means the Seif of our Mishnah? Ain't Tarmin mi Davar Shenigra Malachto, al Davar Shalon Nigra Malachto. So the Mishnah says, you can't be Tarmin on something that was Gemara Malacha, like oil, for something that wasn't, I'm saying like wine, for something that wasn't like raisins, that are wine that's grapes that are going to be made into raisins. Lisha avar, bidyevit, it works. Halachadchila lo, but lachadchila, you're not supposed to do that. V'hachin marafi lachadchila. And here, right, it says in the earlier part of the Mishnah that it sounds like even lachadchila, there's no problem of being mafrish wine for grapes that are going to be made into raisins. So isn't that a problem? That's something like gemar malacha for something that's not gemar malacha. So the Gemara says, come on. If it's grapes to raisins, that's not called a lack of gemar malacha. Right? Grapes and wine, that's something different. But here, in Tamar, shanya hi midavar shenigmar malachto. In Tamar is like imtim salomar. If you want to say that, maybe this is all one thing. This is all one thing. Right? Grapes and raisins. So the Gemara answers, no. Hatanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Maisras, that's not true. Hapered vehatzimukin v'hacheruvin mishiyamet arema. What's the Gemara Malacha for? Pered is like pomegranate seeds. Tzimukin, that's us. Raisins. V'hacheruvin and carobs. What's the Gemara Malacha? When you make them into a pile. So what do you see from there? Even raisins into a pile. From grapes to raisins, for sure, it hasn't been Gemara Malacha yet. This Mishnah is saying even after that, you didn't get Gemara Malacha. So again, back to the question on our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah says, you can't be mafrish something from Gemar Malacha that didn't have Gemar Malacha and vice versa. And then the Mishnah says, no problem with being mafrish wine for grapes that will become raisins. But the grapes becoming raisins, that's not Gemar Malacha, they didn't have Gemar Malacha yet. So the Gemara says, we'll have to wait for the answer. So hold your horses and, Be'ez Hashem, we will, Be'ez Hashem, do the answer of the Gemara next time. Okay, we'll stop here.